when they're at their most beautiful. That's when they're healthiest. That's when they're the most fertile. And we have deeply rooted biological instincts that make men attracted to cues of fertility. It's an indisputable fact that, at least from a biological perspective, young women are more valuable than older women. That's not a very comfortable reality to sit with. It's not very politically correct to say that younger women are more valuable, and older ladies are likely to be offended when they hear this. But even despite our cultural reluctance to state this out loud, we know that it's true. Even women know that it's true. They know that men have eyes for young girls. I want you to look at this footage.
At what age do you think men find women most attractive? What age range? Like 18 to 21? Or like...
Yeah, 18 to 21.
18 to 21, okay.
The biological reality is that men of all ages, even older men, are attracted to women in their early 20s. That doesn't mean that it's appropriate for some really old guy to make sexual advances on an 18-year-old. It's not. That's not appropriate. But the biological reality is still present. He does find her attractive. It doesn't matter what age the man is, there's an inherent recognition that younger women are more valuable. But what about young men? Are they valuable? At first glance, it wouldn't seem that way because most women have eyes for older men.
Why do you think women prefer to date older men?
Yeah, okay. Right.
Older guys are more sure of themselves, they know what they want, they're more mature. We hear this kind of stuff all of the time, and there is an element of truth to it, but it's not that simple. You can't just say older men are more valuable than younger men. There's more nuance and context required. We need to explore this more deeply because young men are viewed as valuable, it's just in a different way. Young guys who are aged, say, 18 to 25, might not have achieved the level of success as the older men, but they're still valuable. You see, people like speaking to young men because they have that youthful optimism and that enthusiasm for life. They have that beautiful, unspoiled ambition. Young men are valuable because they demonstrate possibility. They embody potential. Potential is a beautiful thing to contemplate. It's a beautiful thing to be around, and young men have heaps of potential. When you see a fully grown oak tree with massive branches, fully thick foliage, you know intuitively that is an impressive and valuable tree. But when you see a little sapling that is very small, just has a few bright green leaves, that's also really beautiful to contemplate because you know that tree, if it stays healthy, it has the potential to grow into that massive oak. An oak is a really good tree for this metaphor because it's a slow-growing species. It takes a long time before it really reaches its full glory, just like men. Growing into an impressive and valuable man is a slow process. Women are more like a rainforest tree. They sense that there is a competition for sunlight, and so they have to quickly grow and rush up to meet the sun. They need to blossom into maturity in a very short period of time. And for a while, it's beautiful, it's lush, it's gorgeous, but it goes to seed, it starts to flower so it can reproduce very, very early in its life cycle because it senses that it doesn't have long. They won't enjoy their moment in the sun nearly as long as the big, old, established oak tree. Unlike oak trees, unlike men, their looks and their fertility will quickly drop off. So it is incorrect to say that young men are without value. Their value is in their potential. When you speak to a young guy who is intelligent, good-looking, hard-working, he's doing well in school, he's got really big plans for his future, that's a really enjoyable interaction because you can sense his value even though he hasn't actually accomplished anything yet. Older men who are massively successful are obviously valuable because it's just nice to be around people who have achieved so much, but young men also have a value in what they can potentially achieve in the future. So this is the allure of youth. This is why it's pleasant to interact with an 18-year-old guy, even though he hasn't achieved anything yet, because of the potential of what could be in his future. Nobody really expects them to have any massive accomplishments yet because they're still so young. But the thing is that grace period does not last. Every single year that goes past where he doesn't realize his potential and start making accomplishments, his value starts to decrease. If a guy is 25 and he's still fundamentally in the same position as he was at 18, then his value is going to be massively decreased because the likelihood of him making something of himself, of realizing his potential, is far lower. His future prospects aren't looking good. Sure, he was valuable 7 years ago, but that's when there was so much unrealized potential. You didn't know what his life was going to turn out like. The fact that he hasn't realized any of that potential and he hasn't made anything of himself yet, that doesn't speak well to the possibilities of his future. It's like running on a treadmill. If you don't want to fall off, you can't just stop running. You need to maintain that pace. It's the same thing with male accomplishment. If you don't want to lose the value that you had as a young man with potential, you need to be realizing that potential as you get older. It doesn't need to happen all at once. Nobody's expecting that. This can be a gradual process. You don't need to be a millionaire or a master of personal ethics at just age 25. But there is a rate of progress that is expected of you to maintain if you want to still be valuable in the eyes of society. We've already established that women don't really date guys younger than them. That's very, very rare. When you ask women what their ideal age range is for a man, they'll say something like 28 to 35, something like that. Very few of them will say, my ideal man is 18 years old. So we know that women like older men, but the thing is that it's easy to misinterpret that statement and not understand exactly why that is, because it's not as though women necessarily find older men more physically attractive. And don't get me wrong, there are some women who like that older man look, and also there are a bunch of 35-year-olds who are in fantastic physical shape. But if we're talking averages, there are very few men who are in as good a shape at 35 as they were at, say, 21. If you are, good for you, that's awesome, but recognize that you're the exception, not the rule. Typically, by mid to late 30s, a lot of guys are developing, you know, the dad bod. They go to the gym less often, they play less sport, maybe they're going a little bit bald, maybe they've got a few gray hairs, they're drinking too much beer, so they're developing a bit of a gut. Basically, if you want to find peak athletic specimens of manhood, you don't look at guys in their mid to late 30s, you look at your guys in their early 20s. So then what do women mean when they say that they find older men more attractive? So then you realize that it's not the fact that the man is old that makes him attractive. It's that when women imagine older men, they imagine a man who has his life together, a man who has grown into an interesting, dynamic person, a man who has a list of accomplishments behind him. That's what they find attractive. It's then, and only then, that they find older men desirable. It's the men who have realized their potential. That's the man that they're talking about, the 35-year-old guy who has made something of himself. It's not the fact that he's older that makes him attractive, it's the fact that he's successful. It's obvious when you think about it, because if you're 35 and you're still in the same position that you were when you were 18, women are going to find you even less attractive than they did back then. They would rather date the 18-year-old version of you because at least back then you had some potential, you had some promise. But they see you as an older man in basically the same position and they think, well, if you haven't made any progress by age 35, you're not likely to start now. So what's the lesson here? Well, it's this. As a man, you cannot afford to be complacent. If you don't realize your potential, you will lose your value. You may have heard that men get more attractive as they get older, but don't understand that in simple terms. You will not become automatically more valuable as you age. In fact, you'll become less valuable unless you are adding to your accomplishments, unless you are achieving things as you get older. And I'm not just talking about financial success, although that never hurts. I'm talking about in all areas. You should be more intelligent, more wise. You should be more emotionally integrated. You should have a coherent and well-developed system of ethics. In all areas of your life, you should be a better person than you were a year ago. That is how you realize your potential. That is how you retain your value. And that is how you become attractive to women.